Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Have you emailed me or dropped your letter in the mail to me yet? Today is the last day of October, and I'm still standing by to send you your free copy of this book by Dr. Charles Stanley, Finding Peace, God's Promise of a Life Free from Regret, Anxiety, and Fear. All you have to do to receive it is write to me and tell me you listen to Definition. I'd like to know you listen, and you can add a prayer request and or tell me about a topic you're interested in having me discuss on a future edition of this broadcast. I'm waiting for your note, so get that off to me today. As my way of saying thanks, you will receive Finding Peace, God's Promise of a Life Free from Regret, Anxiety, and Fear, and that is all you will receive. There will not be any fundraising appeal, letter or flyer, or emails loading up your inbox. I only want to know you listen. That's all, so please write. As we return again to the Old Testament book of Genesis, we come to chapter 13 and the story of conflict in the family of Abram, the uncle, and Lot, the nephew. So far, we have learned three lessons from Abram about how he resolved their conflict. First, Abram took the initiative to resolve the conflict. Second, Abram correctly identified the reason that there was conflict. Third, Abram let Lot have the first choice of land where Lot could take his flocks, herds, and tents as the two men separated from one another. Lot was given first choice. Abram took what was left over. And now we come to the fourth lesson on how to resolve conflict in families. And what I will say now speaks to our motivations. I'll put this to you in the form of a question. Are you motivated to live in peace with the members of your family? Do you want peace? Do you honestly desire an end to the strife? Do you? It is definitely not a given that one family member warring with another wants peace. I've counseled multiple families where there is a kind of continual, constant, lifelong battle that rages, sometimes below the surface and sometimes above it. Thanksgiving is not far off. Christmas will follow. And all across New England, there will be conflict that will mar many family gatherings. I know of people that will do anything and go anywhere to avoid having to interact with their relatives. Look, these folks are not motivated by peace, but motivated by creating further division. Unresolved conflict can spoil a significant holiday like nothing else will. But if at least one party in a disagreement does not desire peace, then there will never be an end to the conflict. Abram in Genesis 13 was motivated by an inner desire for peace with Lot. He demonstrates again for us what it takes for us to live at peace with someone in our family who has really done wrong to us. What is in your heart this morning and this evening? Is there any room on the landscape of your soul for peace? Is there openness for creating calm between yourself and someone else? Or maybe the conflict does not involve you, but you can serve as a peacemaker between two or more warring parties. You have some honor among the members of your family, and you can use your influence to get them to lay down their arms, as it were, to separate, cool down, and maybe even eventually to reconcile. Like Abram, be a peacemaker. We have one more day talking conflicts. That is tomorrow. Write to me today and then join me for the Friday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.